How are you? The other day you were talking about Romo, that you he looks very well in green. But could you talk a little bit what impressed you the most? You might know this guy by like your palm of your hand, so many times you have faced him. What are your favorite memories of him? Well, not so favorite memories of him facing the athletics in the past. What has impressed you the most about this right-hander?
Yeah, thank God I've never had to personally face him. But it's just such an uncomfortable at bat, especially for a righty. I mean, he's done some things to combat the arm angle and the lefty getting a better look at him. But it's the slider that plays, and it's not like guys going up there don't know they might get a slider or two. But it's his touch with it, how he sets it up, how he sets up a swing and miss, how he can throw it for a strike, how he can throw it off the body and get you to flinch and then expand with it, and then just throw enough fastballs to get you off the slider some. A guy who has that kind of experience and the kind of success that he's had means that he's very confident in what he does and continues to be. So I would like to say that the 3 years that they won World Series in San Francisco, but I don't want to acknowledge that. So all I know is that our guys continue to, when we've seen them, have continued to be impressed for a number of years now.
Yeah, it always called to me to my well, Mariano Rivera had that pitch of his that he threw most of the time, and they still couldn't hit that pitch. You think that's a similar case with Romo, that people might guess that he's throwing a slider and they still can't hit it?
Yeah, there are probably Rivera's is more of a late breaker. This is more of a kind of more of a sweeper. I think it's more his knowledge of when, to use the fastball just to get you off the slider and the command that he has of the slider and all the quadrants. So, yeah, it's been quite the pitch for him. He's made a nice career with it.
Shayna?
Now that Birch Smith is back and obviously his season last year ended a little earlier and he with the injury and he had a strong start. What surprised you most about his performance with you guys and how's he looking today?
Yeah, no, he's healthy again. So, I mean, man, he was he he pitched for us, I would say a little bit earlier than Petit, but kind of similar stuff. We'd bring him in if you need a strikeout. His fastball has such good spin at the top of the zone. It looks good. And then you swing and miss and you just have trouble putting it in play. Change up just enough off that, just enough breaking balls. So it's probably as good a work as he's done at the big league level in the short time he's had with us. And enough to where, boy, we really felt it when we, when he went down. So, obviously we'll be a little wary early on about make sure the health is there. It's one thing when you throw a bullpen, it's another thing when you're throwing in games. But he was a real weapon for us last year. And before we added some of the relievers this year, he looked to be a guy that would pitch, deep into games for us. So, yeah, I can't say enough good things about, what he accomplished for us last year and, a little bit of a short period of time.
What do you think been the key to getting that life on his fastball? Do you think it was always there and he just wasn't doing something in particular? Was there any sort of tweaks he had to make?
I think it was there, but I don't know that he knew how good it was. And now with some of the analytics that show you spin rates and, where, it's a little easier to coach now about where you're going to have success and where you aren't. It's probably having the faith in it. There was a time when, even though he throws a pretty good velocity, you throw a ball fastball up in the zone, you feel like probably hitters can get to that now where, there's a certain level where they just can't. And, he found that and had confidence with it last year.
Steve?
Yeah, Bob, in the first session a couple hours ago, you were talking in general terms about opening night starter. That's still 6 weeks away, but the first Cactus League game is a week from tomorrow. Any specific thoughts yet on the who's going to go in that game yet?
No, you know what? I think no. I'll probably as we days go by here in the next few days, I don't know that we throw a ton at some of our starters early on. I don't know that first couple games that we'll maybe even use some of the guys that you would expect us to. You know, a lot went into last year, innings and so forth. We may bring them on a little bit slower. So I don't have any decisions as far as that goes right now.
Fair enough. But by the way, Cal 4, Pacific 3 last night.
Okay. Nice. I didn't see that.
There you go. Yep.
Simone?
Hi, Bob. I heard you talk about Dalton earlier. Would you only use him as a starter? Or, like, do you think he could make the team this season in a different role? Or is it just in the wave?
You know, that's a great question because he's been a starter his whole career. But earlier, you know, in the off season before we made these additions, you know, we were toying around with what's the best way to get our best pitchers here. You know, he's used to that starting, but there was a time when we were thinking about that. And a lot of times, you know, young pitchers end up in the bullpen, maybe in longer roles to start if, you know, you have the type of rotation we do. So we were spinning that around a little bit to potentially look to maybe use him a little differently than he's been used before. But, you know, at this point now, with the depth that we have in our bullpen, still looks to be a starter.
Okay. Thank you, Bob.
Okay.